system. Now, here's one from Testimonies, Volume 1, page 297. I was directed to this scripture as especially applying to modern spiritualism. Colossians 2:8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Now, the philosophy that comes with modern spiritualism is both a religious and a political philosophy. The religious philosophy of spiritualism, of course, is pantheism, and the political philosophy is socialism. So, Colossians 2:8 is telling us beware of spiritualism and its twin sister socialism, and beware of being corrupted through the rudiments of the world. And if you look up the word rudiments, it means a basic principle consisting in the first principles of a primitive kind. So what we're to beware of is the philosophy that came right out of the very cradle of the world civilization, which I would suggest is beware of the philosophy, both political and religious, that comes out of Babel. That's the warning of Colossians. And this philosophy that comes out of Babel is none other than the philosophy of the dragon, represented by the 10 kings in Revelation 17, and in Revelation 16 it is represented as the dragon power, one-third of the threefold makeup of modern Babylon. Another one that helps identify the characteristics of the dragon is Evangelism, page 617, 618. And she says, the Lord declares to the prophet Isaiah, and then she quotes this passage out of Isaiah 8, verses 9 through 13. This is the passage that identifies this end-time confederacy. The Lord declares through the prophet Isaiah, quotes verses 9 to 13, there are those who question whether it is right for Christians to belong to the Freemasons and other secret societies. Let all such consider the scriptures just quoted. If we are Christians at all, we must be Christians everywhere and must consider and heed the counsel given to make us Christians according to the standard of God's word. Brothers and sisters, the history of the Masons and on back into the history of the Gnostics and the Kabbalists is the history of how paganism continued to weave its way down to history, through history, and it's well documented. It's there's many books, many magazines, like we referred to earlier. You can call us and order this magazine, which is a very good brief overview of it. But we can see today the political arm of the Dragon Forces already has the United Nations in place. We're already passing laws in the United Nations to supersede the sovereignty of